Wall Street is now paying attention to the debt ceiling drama.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. I think it's safe to say stock markets are now waking up from the slumber of the past few weeks, when they seemed less than bothered by the debt ceiling drama going on in Washington. The Dow is down more than 400 points just in the last week. But also, traders now, behind-the-scenes traders, are preparing for a possible doomsday. And we're seeing the effects today in something called the repo market. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is with us now to explain what's going on. She's live with us, by the way, from the studios of Station WNYC. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, good morning.
So what is the debt ceiling debate doing to the repo market?
Well, the first thing I need to say is that repos are not about repossession. So
okay,
your car is
good.
Safe. Repo in this case stands for repurchase agreements. It's this weird dark corner of the market that even a lot of professionals don't know about. The debt debate is causing a lot of banks not to trust each other as much right now. And because they don't trust each other, they're demanding higher interest rates from each other. And we're seeing that in the repurchase market. So let's take a step back. Let me tell you how this thing works.
All right.
When banks and hedge funds close for the day, they don't always have all the money they need on hand to settle their loans. So they use these repurchase agreements to fund each other overnight. It's like a little bond. And when they make their books right at the end of the night, they say to each other, "Can you buy this little bond for me?" And big banks and hedge funds use these repurchase agreements to pay each other back with interest. And they pay each other with interest at the end of every night. But it's like a home loan where you need collateral. Banks need collateral too. And most of the time they use treasury bonds. But when the debt debate is making us question how risky even treasury bonds are, the banks are skittish and they're asking each other for more interest.
So this is all about banks and banks between banks. What does this mean for you and me?
Well, look, if it's all related to us, if the U.S. can't pay its bills, the country will have to pay higher interest rates. And so will everyone else. People who have mortgages, people who have credit cards, car loans, and of course, banks too. So it relates to all of us.
All right. Marketplace's Heidi Moore reporting from New York for us. Heidi, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Government officials in Jefferson County, Alabama are meeting today to consider a couple of options. Either settle a $3.2 billion sewer debt with creditors or file for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. It would be the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. From Birmingham, Gigi Duban explains the dilemma.
The county has actually flirted with the idea of bankruptcy for the last 3 years. Today, commissioners hold out hope that last-minute talks with Wall Street creditors will bring a settlement. The sticking point in negotiations has been sewer rate increases. Creditors want a 25% rate hike, but County Commission President David Carrington says that's too high.
The ratepayers have experienced more than a 300% increase over the last 5 or 6 years. Basically, our citizens are tapped out on this regard.
Melissa Woodley teaches finance at Samford University in Birmingham. She says filing Chapter 9 wouldn't surprise anyone.
The damage is done. It's not like we're keeping it a secret that we're in financial distress and the bankruptcy is going to tip everybody off. Everybody realizes that the credit rating has been cut to junk.
County Commission President David Carrington says at this point, he's not worried about the county's reputation. He says without a reasonable settlement offer, he will vote for bankruptcy today. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are lower right now, more fallout from talks going on in Washington. Some good news on the job front this morning. Fewer people filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week, 24,000 fewer to just under 400,000 for the week, according to a Labor Department report that's just out. Time Warner Cable said today its second quarter profit was up 23%, thanks in part to more business. And Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave back 198 points to close at 12,302.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations, Reputation.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
On the island of Cyprus, all the cabinet members have handed in their resignations. There's been economic turmoil on the island in the past few weeks from power disruptions and from a credit downgrade from Moody's, meaning it could be the fourth European country to need a bailout. The BBC's Tabitha Morgan is with us now from Nicosia. Hi, Tabitha.
Hello.
I know Cyprus is well connected to Greece. How exposed is it to the problems, the Greek debt problems going on?
First of all, the Cypriot banks are more robustly structured, shall we say, than the Greek banks. So I don't think they're in any danger of folding anytime soon. But there has been for some time now considerable concern that they are very exposed to the Greek banks in particular. And this has been, I think, one of the major reasons why the island has recently been downgraded by one of the major agencies. The island's growth forecasts have also been reduced at the same time, largely due to an additional complication, namely the destruction of the island's main electricity generating plant in a freak explosion a couple of weeks ago.
How damaging has that munitions blast been, I mean, to the economy on Cyprus?
This is the height of the tourist season in Cyprus. Tourism is the mainstay of the Cypriot economy. The power outages which have ensued from the loss of the power plant have been unpredictable. The electricity authorities are not able to tell anyone when they're going to be. As you can imagine, this is having devastating consequences for businesses who can't plan, who can't reschedule, who can't anticipate. It's also having a hugely damaging effect on the retail sector. Shops just have no alternative. They have to close for the duration of the power cuts.
The BBC's Tabitha Morgan in Nicosia. Tabitha, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, there's a new attraction at Toronto's giant CN Tower, one of the tallest structures in the world. Starting Monday, you're going to be able to walk outside of the observation deck up top onto a metal see-through grate and look down 1,200 feet below. No rails, hopefully you won't drop anything. Your body will be tethered to the building, of course, but what's not tethered is the fee of $184 that will disappear from your wallet because of your fascination with heights. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Cod. It's the wave of the future.
The growing conditions in Maine are very good for cod, and it's a kind of a natural choice for us as a state.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, teaching fishermen to be farmers at Cod Academy. That's next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street and whatever's happening with the debt story as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.